You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast, brought to you by FagsWorshipAlphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot. Hi. And I hope you're having a good weekend so far. I've had a really insane week in almost every area of my life. And so that's why it's been kind of hit and miss on the website and on this podcast. But today I made up for it with already three giant, almost near legendary posts. And I have one more major two-parter I still have to try to write. But I wanted to get this podcast out first. two of the three posts that I put on the website today involve the topic for today's podcast, which is cunting, okay? Now, I first wrote about cunting back in 2016. It was very early on in the history of this website. And I had never heard the term used really in line before. I'm not saying I invented the term, but it comes from when I was cunted. And I remember being kind of delirious afterwards, and I was telling a fag friend of mine about that cunting, and I was trying to come up with some way to describe it, you know, because it was, it's really shattering. The experience is shattering. And I kind of just blurted out that I said, I think I have a cunt now. And my friend laughed, and I said, he cunted me. And we kind of, it was a shorthand thing that we would use about that from then on. And it just always stuck with me. I don't know. But when I wrote about this, and it's a post on the website called Being Cunted, and I remember the kind of firestorm that erupted around that post when I published it. People were like, what is this cunting thing you're talking about? What is that, you know? And so subsequently over the course of time, I have touched on cunting and what it, the facets of it, you know. I really do think that it's something that it's overwhelming, honestly. It's, and I'm sad to say that a lot of faggots don't get to experience cunting because, for whatever reason, you know, part of it is you have to be kind of opened to it. You have to be opened up to it, which I'm going to get into a little bit more, but cunting essentially is the final destruction of manhood within a faggot. It's basically turning the faggot's pussy into a real pussy, like a real cunt, okay? It's before it was just being fucked, but now it is fucked. There's a finality to it. The faggot from then on is changed at almost a genetic level by the experience of being cunted. It's clit, it's dicklit, if you want to call it that. It's totally erased from the faggot after cunting. I mean, it's obliterated. You don't even... A penis on a faggot is a useless appendage. It's even less than an appendix, okay, in terms of usefulness to a faggot. Because a faggot is never going to use it for anything other than peeing out of. After cunting. A faggot totally transforms that faggot into a sex object for men completely. And there's no going back. You can now, a faggot can be cunted multiple times, but that first cunting totally obliterates any resemblance that faggot is a man. It's not. A faggot is not a man after cunting. It's not a female necessarily either, obviously, but it is something that has been totally transformed into a thing to be used by men, a slave to men. Because men have cocks. Men use cocks to transform women into sex objects. They use their cocks to transform faggots into sex objects. And once cunting happens, a faggot can't adequately ever satisfy itself through playing with its penis, okay? That faggot is driven to have cock inside its pussy, it to be satisfied, to feel whole. I've called this phenomenon the void, which is something that happens after cunting, where once a faggot has been cunted, there's a void inside the faggot that needs cock in it. And when there's not cock in it, the faggot feels this kind of hole inside of it, craving cock, you know, craving to be fucked again, you know. And that can only be satisfied, obviously, by a man that can hammer that home, you know, who has a cock that and can forcefully take that faggot's hole and make it his own. So it's a... Cunting is... let me try to describe it. I mean, because every faggot kind of goes through different feelings, you know, and sensations during cunting. I think it's most accurately described as kind of an internal orgasm. It might be familiar, the same way with women. The feeling they have when they have an orgasm in their actual pussy, you know. But because the second ring is being engaged during a cunting, where the second ring is breached and stimulated through being fucked, that it causes tremendous sensations inside the faggot's pussy that are uncontrollable. And a lot of times you'll see faggots like almost involuntarily start fucking back on the cock, or they shudder, shake uncontrollably. Many times faggots will pass out or almost pass out during the cunting process. After cunting, faggots are known to cry uncontrollably, become very emotional, very confused, disoriented, etc. Because it's such a powerful experience to be cunted, and any man who can cunt a faggot, who can take that on, is a powerful man, okay? So, it's something to be proud of, a man cunting a faggot and turning that faggot, transforming that faggot with the power of his cock, with the power of his rut. That is an accomplishment, you know. It's a permanent accomplishment. Most men cannot say that their fuck transforms another human being, completely changes that human being. But men who cunt faggots, they can say that. But it's a very powerful event, and that faggot, no matter what happens with that faggot from then on, that alpha, that man that cunted them the first time, owns that pussy. You know, that pussy is always going to be that alpha's, because he claimed that, he cunted that faggot first. He delivered that experience that the faggot can never forget. A faggot will never forget the first time it's cunted, okay? Because it's that much of a transformation. Now, on the website, I posted two stories today. The first one is the re-cunting of Cody. Now, Cody has been a fag that I have followed for quite a while, and we're friends, and I covered him being cunted by his previous owner, Sir Titus, on my website, and now he has a new master, and his new master is a straight alpha named Dylan, and Dylan is awesome and very, very powerful, very animalistic, and he cunted the fuck out of Cody, okay, in the most aggressive and violent way, and it was a glorious thing. And my dear brother Cody is still kind of shuddering over the whole experience. So, and then the second cunting happened to just a little while ago, actually. Nicola, my master in Canada, he has been looking forward to this all week, but he took Alex. Alex is the fourth faggot owned by Masters Nick and Nicola, and Master Nicola came home from the gym today, and he mounted Alex and fucked him for 80 minutes and cunted him. Very, very definitively cunted him forever. And Alex was shattered beyond words by the experience. And now he's a cunted faggot, just like his three brothers in that house. And Masters Nick and Nicola went out and celebrated with some beers afterwards. And they should be very proud. They are two of the most amazing alpha masters I've ever known in my long history serving and also covering things on this website. They're dream alphas for faggots everywhere. They're gods, honestly. Easily, they are gods. And they're kings of their own kingdom. That's why I call it the Kingdom of Nick and Nicola, because they are kings, and they own a kingdom of faggots right now, and they are worshipped just as they should be. And now they have four cunted faggots kneeling before them at all times and serving their needs. Can you imagine the power that brings to a man? I want men out there to think about this, about in your life, you don't have that kind of worship. And why don't you have that kind of worship? Because men deserve that kind of worship. But you have to be willing to go out and take it. Faggots will give you that kind of power and that kind of worship. So I think more and more men are discovering this amazing resource in faggots. And they're cunting them one by one and enslaving them. And it's just the way nature intended. It's just the way nature intended. Men have cocks. Faggots have cunts. And they, when they get together, nature smiles. So that's a little bit about cunting. I hope that all of my brothers out there who have been cunted hear my words and are nodding with me. And all the faggots out there still yet to be cunted, there are alphas out there that will cunt you and give you the pussy that you need, that you're supposed to have, so that you can fulfill your purpose in this world. And for men, you don't know true power until you have cunted a faggot and taken away everything that makes it a man and turned it into your slave. So I will stop there, I think. But I do encourage you to read those posts because they are our monumental posts. I'm very proud of those posts because they speak to the title shift that's going on here, where men are discovering faggot worship and they're taking advantage of it. So to all of you out there who are fulfilling your hierarchical roles, I congratulate you, and I love you very much. Anyway, I thank you for listening to this long, very sexual conversation, and I will talk to you very, very soon. I love you all. All right? Take care. Bye.